I mean, if JPP came to our team, I think we'd instantly become a way better defense just because he's a big part of our defense. But I mean, he's not here now. Can't really depend on someone who's not here. Definitely not a right. So it's definitely not a shot at JPP, but I'm just worried about who we have in this locker room, who we have on the field. But yeah, if he definitely comes today, we'd instantly become better defense.
Prince, how long would it take you to catch him up? You've been in the defense now for six, 7 months. How long would it take to catch him up on everything you guys have done since July?
I would say it's different for cornerback. I mean, cornerback, everything's universal: cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four. But with the D line, the language is different and just different stunts. So it's tough. But from what I hear from the defensive linemen, JPP is a pretty smart guy, and I'm sure we would have to cater things. If we wanted to play, we would have to cater things for him so he could play that much faster.
Prince, when you first heard this back July 4th weekend, obviously it was a shock for everyone. How have your emotions been? I mean, you know JPP through this whole ordeal up until today.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to describe my emotions, but I would just say I'm just excited. I mean, I keep hearing the rumors and hearing that he's coming. So, I mean, I'm just anxious and just anticipating his welcoming.